As of Tuesday evening, spokesperson for Indiana's Joint Information Center confirmed that approximately 413,000 birds have been or are in the process of being euthanized. Of the birds, about 62% are turkeys, while the rest are chickens that were not infected but were considered to be in dangerous contact with an infected turkey flock. Local turkey farmers Anne Deneau and her husband have felt the strain of these past few days. While their turkeys tested negative for the H7N8 virus, Deneau explains the toll it has taken.
We've had disease before and we've come out of it, but this is way more devastating. I mean, it really is. And, I don't know, your livelihood, it's the way, how we eat, how we send our kids to school. You know what I mean? It's scary.
As temperatures drop and snow is forecast, workers are testing flocks and euthanizing those that are affected. The surveillance will continue for at least 21 days after the last positive test for the avian flu is reported before the outbreak is declared over. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Samantha Horton in DuBois County.